Where he takes out, as we all know. Oh, have I drummed that in properly over the last couple hours? Hang on. But we've got a big-time post in the senatorial for New York State, 2nd District. At this point, he's made the rounds. You know him very well. Mario Terra. Now, give us a couple of minutes on a busy morning, I am sure. Sir, how are you?
Great, Jay. And it's been unbelievable. And to all the great listeners, 103.9, I thank you. I love this station. Thank you for what all you guys do.
Well, we appreciate that. And listen, what we do is provide the voices so that the public can hear. And especially, Mario, when it comes down to election time, it's so important for everybody to kind of get the information and make choices. And that's what it's all about, right? When you think about election time, it's about making those choices.
You know, Jay, 8 days left. Crazy lines. Did you see what's going on right now? The voters are out there. They're going to be speaking their minds this election, the most important election in our lifetime. You know what? Neskonset, it's passed by this morning. Neskonset, where you could vote, Neskonset Elementary School. The line was all the way to Lake Avenue. Already people waiting on lines, Jay.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's amazing. You know, we've been talking about it all morning, what, 55,000 plus here on the island, Saturday, Sunday. You know, that's what it's about. It's about being engaged. It is, without question, the most important lifetime. You hear that from way back, and when you see the people engaged across the country here on the island, the lines and everything else, Mario, you get a sense, right, that there's more on the line this year than any other electoral year.
You know, everybody's concerned. You know what? I'm president at the time right now with COVID-19. Let's talk about March 1st, 7 months right now, that the whole world doesn't know what's going on with this. But you know what? Everybody needs to be educated, and everybody I really feel in New York is educated with your mask, cleanliness, social distancing. You know, I went to Ragazzi's restaurant on Saturday night, and I just watched the way he ran his business. And he made sure when people got up off the table, they put their mask on. He was there, right there, the owner, Roger. And you know what, Jay? We are educated. We need to get our stores opened up. We need to get everything opened up. I was happy to see that the movie theaters are opened up a little bit right now. This is so, so important, but we understand we need to be educated what's happening with COVID-19.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get to the Regal in East Meadow for the showing of From Here to Eternity, but that's a whole nother story. You know, in essence... when you are at this juncture and you're getting pumped up and you've made the rounds as far as how everybody else has done over the last several months. What are you hearing right now? What are the concerns? What do people want to see right now in that second senatorial? Go ahead.
I am telling you, every time I'm speaking to people, and I did unbelievable at the supermarkets, this great times. Going to homes is very difficult. People are like looking at you like, why are you knocking on my door? But sitting at the supermarkets, you know, the response was wonderful, but law and order is so, so important. The bail reform, terrible. You know what? Just think about this, Jay. We talked about this so many times already. Criminal sales of controlled substance. Man sells heroin on school grounds of his local elementary school. Criminal injection of narcotic drugs. Well, I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about terrible things that happen to our law and order that our police can't do their jobs. But you know what, Jay? We need to make sure that our young people, young youth, stay here, that we have good jobs. Jobs are so important, good paying jobs. It's very expensive to live here. So everybody's concerned about who's moving out of state. We need our talent to stay here, and that's what Mario Matera is going to do to make sure the infrastructure is put in place. You know, our roads, infrastructure with sewage treatment plants. That's what I've done all my 20 years that I've been close to 20 years as a business agent with the Plumbers Union to protect our environment, to make sure you sit on the proper boards. But again, our right now concern obviously is COVID, law and order, and what are we going to do to create jobs and keep jobs here on Long Island? And that's what I'm going to do because I've always been a voice for this. That's the reason why I sit on so many boards and I was asked to be appointed on boards because I work hard for our constituents in the area, our residents, and for Long Island.
Mario, my guest, ladies and gentlemen, is running in the New York State Senatorial, a very important district, number 2. You bring up the jobs, keeping kids here. It's so important. People have to be able to live here comfortably, otherwise they're out. We've seen already a bit of an exodus. You know, you've seen people leave the city already heading to the island. How do you ensure that? You know that the state is under a crisis fiscally. Now, how can the Matera voice help out here? If elected, how do we infuse the dollars in your mind? I mean, let's face it, you hear from the county executives, both of them here on the island, they need help here. They got to plug. You heard from a Steve Baloney's, he's willing to shave off $20 million from the police force. How do you keep him from doing that?
You know, just think about something. We need to work with the federal government, just like Lee Zeldin did. Never, you don't hear about the $257 million that he brought in federal monies to the county. I don't understand why that's not out there. You know, and then all of a sudden we have Steve Ballone saying that we're going to use $20 million to defund our police. That's not good government. Why isn't he chanting that we got $257 million from the federal government? And you know what? And Congressman Zeldin is looking to get more to help us out. So you know what? That needs to be said. But you know what, Jay? We need to make sure that we bring in jobs like the Hop Hog Industrial Park in my area. That's what generates, because we have sales tax. That's what we're generating here with sales tax. That Hop Hog Industrial Park, one of the largest industrial parks in all of the whole country. You sit there, the jobs that create. We made sure the infrastructure was put in place. I worked on that with all the legislators because I work on both sides. I don't care what party you are. If we're going to generate jobs, that's what we need. And you know what? That park is ready to go. We even have Kings Park Psychiatric Center. That, in other words, that needs to be with the St. James Civics and the Chambers to work on that property. But we have Stony Brook University that's continuing. They employ a lot of people, one of the largest in the state of New York. That's in my district. That's good government. I'm going to tell you something. What's happening 50 miles away? De Blasio should be impeached for what he's doing. The most vibrant city in the world is ruined because of bad politics, Jay. That's terrible. And we're sitting there this morning listening. I want Governor Cuomo. Come on, Governor. What are we doing to generate the city back? No one wants to go. And in the near future, who's thinking about going to the city of New York? That's terrible. We need to make sure we have good government that's going to protect us, not hurt us.
Yeah, listen. You know, we've said this all along. People are not safe in the city anymore. They're not. And that's why you have, you know, people leaving. You know, you have a guy like Plus Fichardo, who's the head of patrol, chief of patrol, after 11 months on the job. And guess what? He's exiting. He's exiting because his boss is no good, you know? And that's the problem here. When you get a Bill de Blasio, and for that matter, and Andrew Cuomo, who are not embraced, guess what? That's what you have in here. That's why you're seeing this mass exodus. And that's why people are frustrated, because how do you go about taking your family anywhere right now if you're not safe?
And that generates money for us. That, in other words, helps the state. And they're not doing anything to help this. What are we doing to help the city of New York? That's the hub for the whole state of New York. It's the hub of the world. It's ruined right now, but we need to get it back. So you know what? It's roll your sleeves up. Let's get it done. Stop with the politics. Politics isn't working. We need to make sure we get together and say, what are we going to do for the people? And that's what I've done in my area. I worked hard. 1958 was the last time infrastructure was done on Lake Avenue in Smithtown. Supervisor Wareheim and all council people, they listened to our group at the St. James Civic. I sit on every board possible. They listened. Senator Flanagan listened. We got $10 million to work on Lake Avenue to, you know what, with 30 empty stores on Lake Avenue. You got to feel the people right now, how excited they are for a vibrant downtown little hamlet, very small, to make it look like a Babylon village. Guess what? You have the streets and the avenues on the east, and you have the President Streets on the west, that people will leave their homes and go to a beautiful little hamlet and enjoy what we have in our beautiful town of Smithtown. But I have beautiful areas, like over in East Northport, Dix Hills, obviously Smithtown, Stony Brook area, to work with, even in Brookhaven side, to work with Steve Englebright, Assembly Englebright. I've been working with him, with Assemblyman Fitzpatrick. We've been working for the last 2 years for the state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant to work together. That's what Mario does. I'll be working with both sides, because that's what I've always done, Jay. And you know what? Roll your sleeves up. Let's get it done. But the city needs to get back on track.
And it will once this guy leaves. going to get back on track with de Blasio still there. I mean, you still got another year of him. Mary McTerm, I guess.
He needs to be impeached.
He does. Listen, we've said it. Listen, I had the governor on, and I said that. When is he getting his pink slip? I said that to him. You know, I mean, listen, this guy is the worst mayor in history. Yes, worse than the Ted Wheelers of Oregon and of Portland and Seattle, Janice Kermit, everything else, Summer Love, that whole nonsense. This guy, hands down, the worst. Now, let me ask you something. So you had a John Flanagan there for a long time. Did a great job, minority leader and everything else. I sense frustration exiting in June and everything else. You look at the numbers. What is it, 40-23 right now in the Senate? That can be flipped. Assembly is much larger. How does the Matera voice loom large in the fact that there is no GOP majority coming into play? How do you make your voice known there?
You know what? Strength with numbers. You know, to get all the endorsement from all law enforcement, that's an honor and a privilege. There it is. In other words, they have the confidence in me to make sure that we're going to sit down at the table and have the union officials, have the judges, have the district attorneys. I am so proud that I have all endorsement from law enforcement. To sit on the Suffolk County District Attorney's Labor Advisory Board for Unscrupulous Contractors. We brought in some great cases to District Attorney's Office. I'm proud of that. NASA Suffolk Bill and Trades, AME, CSCA, Stagehands Workers, SMART, AFL-CIO, NICET. Education is so important. Just to sit there and say all these people to get together and to be a voice. Strength and with numbers is going to win to be a voice. And that's what Mario Matera is going to do, to bring everybody together and show what we need.
You know, I want to see a little more energy out of you, a little more passion. I don't get, you know, in a Matera voice right now. It sounds like you are pumped up. It sounds like you're psyched beyond. And, you know, you're 8 days out. And I tell you, 8 days. So what's the next 8 days look like for you? What are you doing?
I am telling you, the people, when you sit there, Jay, and you're talking to people and they go, I'm sorry, you don't have my vote. Sorry. No, it's the other way around. I already voted for you. You got my vote. I did it. I am telling you, that pumps me up. Because you know what? When you are on boards and people noticed you, you run on your merits. You don't run with all this negativity on my opponents. I'm not even going to get into that because it's a waste of time. People don't want to hear negativity. They want to hear what you have done, what you have done for the community. You know what? When COVID hit, the first thing Mario Matera did was, I got a call because I sit on the St. Catherine's Advisory Board. Mario, can we help him with PPE equipment? I went right away. My contractors, unbelievable, my signatories. Guys, I need a helping hand. Where can I get masks? Where can we get face shields? My neighbor and I, we made sure that he got face shields. We got face shields made for all our healthcare workers. Not just the healthcare workers. What about the cleaners that were on the front lines? What about all the, everybody that's been working in the hospitals, the nursing homes? I was so proud to go to the VA hospital over in Northport, to go to Stony Brook, to the veterans' home. You know what? To go sit there and thank them, bring food to all the healthcare workers working overtime to protect us. That's what you're supposed to do. When you sit on, you know, Suffolk County Water Authority, I'm there, we're making some tough decisions. We're regulated by the state of New York with new regulations. Even these water bottles, Jay, I'm just telling you something right now, they're not regulated that are coming from out of state. Suffolk County Water, we are, and we have to make some tough decisions. We're suing all the detergent companies to get that money back so then we could go help, which is still the cheapest water in the whole nation. But all I'm saying is we make some tough decisions. I sit with some great people, Pat Halpin, Jane Devine, Congressman Bishop, and Liz McCardo. We sit there. And we sit there and we hammer home. We just don't, you know, when the board comes to, when the administration comes to us and says, this is what we need, we sit there and we dissect everything. You're supposed to do your job. But you know what? I'm proud to protect our precious water supply because that's one of the most important things. But again, I am here to protect our environment for our future. And Mario Matera is the right person, and I'm going to get it done. And you know what? And everybody knows it. Everybody knows what boards I sit on. I sit on boards for a reason, to protect our residents and our communities every day.
Sir, it's a pleasure. I like the energy. I really do. And quite frankly, you know, Albany needs a lot of help right now. So if you are the guy to lead the way and people just heard you, you know what? A lot of people will say that's not a bad thing. You hear a Mario Matera right now. So we shall wait and see. And the next 8 days are critical as far as the future. I think everybody is in agreement, the final word here, but I think everybody's in agreement that these decisions to be made in the next 8 days are going to shape the future, not only for the country, but for the state and Long Island in general. I mean, it really is, hands down, long time. Right?
You know what? We're in a situation right now where we got to get the confidence back in everybody. And you know what? I always say this, Jay. Politicians get nothing done. Elected officials do. I am going to be an elected official. I am not going to be a politician. That's the difference. I'm family. Without family, we have nothing. And you know what? When everybody's got my mailings and everything like that, everybody sees my beautiful family, and you know what? And the support that you have. If you don't have your family support, you have nothing. I would have never even thought about running. But all I can say is I am running on my merits, not mudslinging. And you know what, Jay? You know what I'm talking about. But again, I'm going to say what I'm doing, and I've always said that. This is what I'm going to do. Law and order is back. Very, very important to get back. That's why I have all endorsement from all law enforcement. Infrastructure is so key. Roads, highways, and our sewage treatment plants to protect our environment. But guess what? That we have the proper growth and to make sure we keep our young, our middle age, and our seniors here. And you know what? Work very closely with organizations like Vision Long Island to make sure that we built these downtown communities, which Patchogue Village, to work with Mayor Pontieri, an amazing man. That vision, that was so important for our future, especially Patchogue. Look at it. That's good government, and that's what Mario Matera is going to be doing.
All right, sir. We will follow your path, and we'll talk to you again next week. How's that for the big day? Can't thank you enough.
And all the listeners, thank you. Keep up the great work.